what's really happening to us today? Why do kids have these behaviors? Why are we managing such poverty issues? It would be so simple to say if we gave everybody an education, if everybody had food in their bellies and a roof over their head, that would end poverty.
But it's not that simple. So says CEO of Crittenton Services, Kathy Zaffron. Her organization has been managing the side effects of poverty in West Virginia for over a century, dealing largely today with girls displaying behavioral problems. She says, together with the National Crittenton Foundation, they've amassed certain insights about human psychology that could hold keys to breaking patterns of abuse and poverty, two things which, turns out, go hand in hand. In fact, according to very recent research, identifying trauma might be the first step towards breaking cycles of poverty.
You could take any of these girls and, without dealing with their trauma, you can get them in school, doubt if they'll stay in. You can get them a house, sure they're going to struggle, and the odds of them reliving that cycle of abuse would be very great.
But what is trauma? What does it look like? What usually springs to mind are severe scenarios like rape, physical abuse, loss of a parent. These are, unfortunately, common experiences that can take long-term toll on an individual. But as Tracy Chambers explains, even more common and equally harmful are small abuses that build up from very early ages. Chambers is the clinical intake specialist for the residential program at Crittenton. She says she trains staff to recognize behavioral symptoms that can come from what's called complex trauma.
Our kids that we serve have experienced from the time that they were little, when they were infants, mom and dad were using and not responsive when they cried, or mom and dad didn't bother to feed them regularly. So from the period of infancy, when you're learning how to trust the world and that you can have your needs met based on your cues, they don't feel like they have any control. They don't have trust in the caregivers in their environment to meet their needs.
Chambers says the trauma compounds as a child grows and develops.
As they start to develop into toddlers and they're starting to try to explore environment and stuff like that, parents either restrict their movement and throw them in a crib for the day so they don't get to explore and learn, or they're very punitive and negative when they get into things, or they're exposed to all of this kind of chronic chaos.
Chambers says this chronic developmental trauma from intermittent love and neglect can create individuals who find it difficult to build trust or feel helpless or hopeless to have an impact on what goes on around them. She says that a variety of behavioral problems are typical.
You know, it's hard to get that kid into school to learn their ABCs when they're not sure what's going to go down tonight, or they're remembering what happened last night, or they haven't eaten for a couple days.
Crittenton CEO Kathy Zaffron refers to some of the girls who then eventually land in Crittenton's residential program. She says without learning how to cope, the infant turned toddler turned adolescent is likely unable to rise out of the impoverished circumstances she lives in. The same problems are recycled from generation to generation.
She got pregnant because it was something she could choose to do. And she will have someone to love her. And it may be her way out because this guy is promising her the world. So when you see that West Virginia's pregnancy rates are increasing, it is not increasing because we don't have enough condoms. It's increasing because of what the situation is with these children regarding poverty and abuse.
The programs at Crittenton aim to allay behavioral symptoms by instilling healthy alternatives that teach someone how to self-regulate so they can rise above the chaos. Protective factors are used to that end, things like having a daily routine and good nutrition, to teaching what a healthy relationship looks like and what unhealthy habits like addiction and abuse look like.
Our kids don't realize that they've been abused until they have a couple classes and then they go, well, yeah, that happened to me.
Chambers says they also teach teenage moms how to connect with their babies, positioning, eye contact, how to use real words and a positive tone of voice, reciprocal nonverbal contact that builds trust and a positive connection. She says these basic skills are fundamental. They build resiliency in the mother and in the child.
The more connected and the more attached that they become to their child, the more likely they are to protect them from people harming them, the more likely they are to work hard to get them what they need.
And that, she says, can break the cycle of abuse. A resilient, happy child, she says, can overcome obstacles and find her way out of poverty. Or, at least, she's more likely to. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.